Good morning. This is Kawana Jackson Postel, and greetings to you this morning. This morning, I would like to give a shout out to my friend David Steele. I want to give him a shout out this morning because he sent me a scripture and asked me to sparse this scripture out. And I want to give him a shout out for pushing me to dig a little bit deeper on a familiar scripture to many of us. And so today I just kind of want to take a few moments to dive deeper into this scripture and allow God to really transform and renew my mind, as well as anyone that listens to this recording, that hopefully they get the understanding. I love what Ephesians says, that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, that we might know the hope of our calling. That is truly the essence of what digging deeper into the word is all about. Before we start, let's go to God. God, I just want to thank you so much for this opportunity to get into your word, for the opportunity to dig deeper, oh God. God, I thank you for spiritual revelation, oh God. I thank you for speaking in my ear, oh God, what you wanted me to hear about this scripture, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for the treasures and the riches of your glory, oh God, in the inheritance in the saints, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for the richness of your word. And God, I pray even today, God, that I would articulate the revelation of this word just like you whispered it to me, oh God. I'm asking you to guide my tongue, Holy Spirit, God, that I might speak forth your word in truth, in Jesus' name, amen. So I want to get into this word this morning. The scripture comes from Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And I was given the KJV, the King James Version, and it reads, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." And I like the way the NIV version says it. It says, "And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed." There are several points that I want to bring out from this scripture. Number one, when the scripture says, understanding the present time and the hour has already come. Number one, we must understand that we as human beings, as persons living down here on earth, we live in the construct of time. God is infinite. He does not operate in time. Time is, because he's infinite, he doesn't operate in the construct of time. He's sovereign. He can do anything that he wants to do whenever he wants to do it. As a matter of fact, he can stop time, like in the book of Joshua. He actually caused the sun to stop. So God is not confined in time, but we are. And in this scripture, we must understand that if we are confined by time, we only have a certain amount of time that we are living down here on this earth, which means that we only have a certain amount of time to lay hold of this revelation of Jesus Christ. We only have a certain amount of time where we can accept Jesus Christ into our lives before we transfer and move over to the other side. So within this finite amount of time that God gives us on this earth, we must make a decision about salvation. We must make a decision of whether we want to pass from death unto life eternal. We need to make a decision that in the time that we have, even if we do accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, how much more that we want to grow and we want to learn and we want to get closer to Christ in this construct of time. How much time that we spend transforming and getting to know the Lord in the amount of time that he's given us on this earth. So that's one. We as humans, we operate in a construct of time. We only have a certain amount of time that we get on this earth. And in that amount of time, we have opportunities to decide whether we want to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If we want to pass over from death unto life eternal. And so in that time, we must use our time wisely. Number two, salvation is a continuing work. The scripture says that the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber because your salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Salvation is a continuing work. And it is our duty to stay vigilant in God for the saving of our soul. So there are levels of salvation. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have passed from death unto life eternal. But then we must be transformed. We must continually be saved in our mind, in our will, in our emotions. We have to be transformed, and we are transformed every time we encounter Jesus through the word, through prayer, through hearing and flowing with the Holy Spirit, through obedience. So when it says that our salvation is nearer than what we first believe, understand this: our proximity to Christ, our closeness to Christ, and our closeness to being transformed into the likeness of Christ, all is contingent upon our vigilance in God. How much do we want to get in the word? How much do we want to get in prayer? How much do we want to spend time with Jesus? How much do we want to not only ingest the word, hear the word, but be doers of it? Allow that word to sink down deep in our hearts and actually transform us into the likeness of Jesus Christ. How much do we want to do that? Because our salvation is nearer than we first believe, it is called us proximity. It is called proximity. It is called levels of salvation. So when we first believed, we were rejoicing because we passed unto death unto life. But God also said that he wished that we would have life and have it more abundantly. That means that in Christ, we can pass from death unto life, but we can have abundant life. And abundant life means that we dive deeper into the word, into prayer, into communion with Christ, and we get transformed into his likeness. And we also inherit the benefits of being saved. We inherit the abundance of the kingdom life. As we look in the word, think about 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says this: for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, our inward man is being renewed by day. For our light affliction, which is for a moment, worketh for us a more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. When you get a moment, look at 2 Corinthians 4. Chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, which basically says we are being renewed day by day. This outward man is going to perish. That's why we live in the construct of time. That's why it is important for us to accept Jesus into our heart and begin to learn of him. The Bible says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, My yoke is easy and my burden is light. It is very important that once we are passed from death unto life, that we get in proximity with Jesus. It's essential to our salvation, because we want to be not only close to Christ, we want to be one with Christ. And that's a whole different Bible study. But thinking about focusing your eyes on that thing, the things above, it is the starting point when you pass from death unto life. But we must grow in the things of God. We must grow so that we can receive the abundance of the life that we have in Christ. Thirdly, when we think about Romans chapter 13, verse 11, wake up from your slumber, because your salvation is nearer than when we first believed. When we were doing our own thing and didn't have a care in the world and had not received Christ, we were in a slumber. In actuality, we were asleep. And as the Bible even says, that sleep is likened unto death. So we were in a sleep. We were in a stupor. We were in operating in death. But when we accepted Jesus Christ and accepted this kingdom life, we are awakened. Now, the way God deals with me, and it is so funny, this scripture that he gave to me, I actually asked God, I said, okay, once the good brother sent the scripture that morning, I looked at it. I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to say in this scripture? I need revelation. But of course, I had to start my day. I had to go on to work, and I had a very full day yesterday. But just like God, when he really wants to drive a point home, I woke up at 2:00 in the morning out of my sleep. And I remember being so tired when I went to bed. I actually went to bed at about maybe about 8:00, 8:30. And I woke up at 2:00 in the morning, and I was so sleepy. You know how sometimes when you're so sleepy that your eyes are almost sealed shut? I literally had to take my hand and open my eyes, because I felt like maybe the crust in my eyes had glued my eyes together. And I had to literally pull my eyes open. And that's just like us in God. Sometimes we have to force ourselves to wake up out of our sleep and our slumber. When we've been lax and lazy in God, we've got to shake ourselves and become vigilant again. I had to shake myself open on awake this morning. I was awake and I had to pull my eyes open. And then that's when the Holy Spirit began to whisper things in my ear about this scripture. He began to whisper things in my ear about what it was saying. Sometimes we have to shake ourselves. We have to wake ourselves up. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. Listen, poverty is not only just physical, tangible riches, but we're talking about spiritual poverty. Not just poverty in the natural, but spiritual poverty. We've got to shake ourselves awake and be vigilant about the things of God. We have to enrich our spirit man. That means in the word, in prayer, in communion with God. Many of us are walking around spiritually bankrupt because we are not intentionally pouring into our spirit and allowing God to transform our soul. Let me say that again. Many of us are spiritually bankrupt because we are not intentionally. That means you have to put some intention behind what you're doing. You have to put some intention behind. You have to say, I'm going to set aside some time to spend with God. I'm going to set aside some time to dig in the word. And I'm not just talking about reading the word. Reading the word is good. But I'm talking about digging. I'm talking about getting your concordance. I'm talking about getting your Bible dictionary. I'm talking about getting all of your biblical, your Hebrew, your Greek, all of that digging into the Word, because there are riches in the Word. There are hidden gems in the Word. And sometimes we can gloss over the Word and we can miss the deeper revelation. Those are gems. That's the hidden manna that Revelation talks about. The hidden manna. And you've got to long for that. You've got to be thirsty for that. You've got to be hungry for that. To the level of your hunger is the level that the Holy Spirit can reveal himself to you. And let's say that again. The level of your hunger is the level that the Holy Spirit can reveal unto you. There has to be a level of desperation. Many of us have lost our hunger for the things of God. We have gotten lax and we have gotten complacent just doing church and not living kingdom. So the riches in God, the riches in God take a little effort. It takes a little time. It takes intentionality. So when you find yourself becoming lax and you find yourself kind of drifting back off into a slumber and a sleep, you are robbing yourself of living an abundant life in Christ. So whatever you have to do to be vigilant in God, that's what you need to do to lay hold of everything that God has for you. Again, we're going back that he wants us to have life and life more abundantly. So going back to the scripture, Romans chapter 13, and understanding this present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. That means the entirety of our salvation, the salvation of our mind, the salvation of our will, the salvation of our emotions, the entire salvation experience is closer than when you just said yes to Jesus and accepted him as your Lord and Savior. So I encourage you, if you are saved, become vigilant, become steadfast in your pursuit of Christ and the kingdom life and the abundance that is found in Christ and the benefits. Psalm 103 verse 1 talks about the benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. There are benefits when you live this kingdom life. Understanding that, one, we are humans, live in a construct of time. So as much time as God gives us on this earth is the time that we are able to accept salvation, and not only just accept salvation to pass from death unto life, but to live and go into the deeper levels of salvation, the salvation of the whole man. Because we have to wake up from our slumber. That means wake yourself up from sleeping in God. Wake yourself up. If you're not saved, wake yourself up and realize that there is an eternal life. There is a life after this life on this earth. And if you don't know Jesus, wake yourself up out of your sleep and accept him as Lord and Savior. If you're already saved and you're becoming complacent and lax, wake yourself up. Become vigilant about the things of God and the kingdom life, because your salvation is nearer now than when you first believed on Christ. That means the salvation of the whole man is closer. You are closer to being more like Christ. The deeper, the more vigilant, the more intentional you are about laying hold of Christ. Laying hold of him, of that which is laying hold of you. I hope you got something out of the word today. I know I did. I know that God, I know how he deals with me. And literally at 2:00 in the morning when God woke me up, and I literally had to wake, continue to shake myself so that God could speak to me about this word. It just illuminated this whole scripture. I hope that you got something out of this morning. And I want to say God bless you. I want to thank Brother David for sending this scripture and challenging me to sparse it out, because it blessed my soul. I hope it blesses yours. Thank you so much. This is Kawana Jackson Postel, and we'll talk soon.